It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of cannabis, and have your specific questions answered by emailing jennifer@cannabama.com or text or call 343-0106. And now, for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, owner and founder of Cannabama in downtown Mobile. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street. Our phone number is 251-255-5155. Our website is cannabama.com. And our social media pages on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and LinkedIn are all under Sweet Home Cannabama. I got reinstated to Facebook for 2 days. I don't know how. And then they banned me again, and this time it's for real. But they left me my radio page, so if you will, follow Sweet Home Cannabama on Facebook. And I will eventually get a new Facebook page, but it will be under the name Jennifer Boozer Stewart, because as you remember, I am now getting married. Anyway, I want to get into this current events. Steve Marshall, let's start with the Attorney General. On Friday, he did a press conference. Now, remember, he's running for U.S. Senate now. But Steve Marshall did a press conference on Friday stating that they absolutely will be enforcing the smokable flower ban on July 1st. No exceptions. Nobody's getting out of it. That is their plan. They're going to go ahead and start banning those products immediately. People will be going to jail. If we have that in our stores, if you get caught with it on the street, unless we put a stop to it, with litigation, and that is my that is our plan. Between lost sales, because people assume that the law is already in effect, the confusion between us, because we're all contacting lawyers, we're all contacting the ABC board, we've even reached out to Representative Witt and Senator Melson to get any kind of clarity so that we can prepare ourselves. Again, we're the ones who weren't breaking the law. We're the ones who were at the State House letting them see our lovely faces and putting targets on our backs. We definitely don't want to get caught in the crosshairs of all this, but no one, including the ABC board, can tell us a single thing. So Steve Marshall decided they're going to go ahead and start enforcing that. And that is despite all the times that we got emails and things from the ABC board saying otherwise. So this is causing a lot of confusion with our customers. It's causing confusion amongst us. And, I know a vape shop in, Foley had product seized today. I'm not sure if there's something else going on there or if this is just Foley PD is going ahead and jumping on in with both feet. We don't know, but, there's a ton of confusion and we definitely are trying our best to get as many answers for you as we can. Because we need them. We don't want to go to jail. We don't want you to go to jail. And I think it's a little bit cruel, honestly. The bill was passed. It says what it says in plain English. Well, maybe not plain English, but it says what it says. And they've had almost a month, maybe. Has it been a month yet since it was passed into law? And no one can tell us anything. But we're supposed to be prepared to possibly face criminal charges in less than a month, and how do we shift our businesses in order to comply? It's very confusing, it's very stressful, and we know it's confusing and stressful for you, but as of now, we're good. We're open until July 1st. After July 1st, who knows what will happen, but one thing we are doing now, I know I've spoken about this, we do plan to file for an emergency injunction so that we can get the courts to look at this law. We have several problems with it, and there are constitutional issues with HB 445. And so we have now begun the process of fundraising in order to retain a lawyer. And so what we have decided to do collectively is we have all come together, stores, hundreds of store owners and product manufacturers, both all over Alabama and outside of Alabama, we are all donating product. And we are going to do a raffle for every $25 donation between now and June 20th. Every $25 donation or every $100 donation, we'll have four of these. But we're going to give away raffle tickets for every $25 donation, and we will be giving away multiple prizes up to $1,000 in value. So basically, the more you donate, the more chances you have to win this, but it would be enough product for a long time before it gets banned, before we can't give away free samples, before we can't do anything. We want to do this as a thank you because we know you'll donate either way, but we want to let you know how much we appreciate it. So we want to put that out there. Might be enough product for you for a whole year, depending on your usage. So we want to be able to do that. The Alabama Wellness Collective donation drive is happening. I'm sure one of my colleagues that's watching is going to drop that link into the comments, but we also have posted that today. There's also a QR code we have all posted that you can use to go to the AWC donation link. The Alabama Hemp and Vape Association also has a donation link. And all of these groups all over the state of Alabama are coming together to operate as one, to fight for you, fight for our businesses, and for the people of Alabama. So get on that link, give a donation, get into this prize drawing. The prize will be drawn, or the prizes will be drawn at our hemp rally, which is in Birmingham on June 20th. At Elysian Garden in Birmingham from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's a free event. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have live music. We're going to have speakers. You'll be able to meet shop owners from all over the state, people who grow, people who process. You'll be able to, and shop owners and growers and processors, you'll be able to meet your customers, you know, the ones that order from you online or that come to your shop when they're in the Birmingham area. And we're all going to get together and rally behind the effort to save hemp in Alabama. So if you're in the Birmingham area on June 20th, please join us at Elysian Garden at 6 p.m. for that. We will also have a drawing specifically for people who show up to that event, and they will also get a raffle ticket for one of these big, big product prize packs. So definitely, if you can be in Birmingham then, join us. I will be there myself. We're going to live stream the drawing and give it away as we are doing the hemp rally on June the 20th. Real quick, in Texas, I know y'all are hearing all the things going on in Texas because their bill was worse than ours. I just wanted to say kudos to Texas. They are staging a silent protest against SB3 and other egregious legislation because Texas really outdid themselves this year like Alabama. And there's a ribbon cutting of a mental hospital where Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Lieutenant Dan, is going to be there. And they are asking people to show up with T-shirts and signs, but be silent so that nobody can get in trouble. They can't say anything, but they can put their words on their signs, and they are going to show up in mass. And baby, Texas don't do nothing small. I hope they blow it out of the water. Good luck, guys. We're right behind you. And maybe we need to take a play from Texas' book when it comes to what we're doing here in Alabama. Yeah, so tonight I'm actually going to be getting into something new. I don't know if I'll be in business at Cannabama in downtown in 3 months, 6 months, a year. I don't know. So I've taken on some new projects and gotten some opportunities to do more media thanks to my experience with the show. And so tonight's guest, when we come back, we're going to get into this very big project that I have just signed on as media director, and we are going to be working on changing lives for real in mass in a part of Alabama that has literally just been forgotten, left behind, devastated, and is barely even populated right now. But the people of this region need some love from their neighbors, and we are pulling in neighbors not only from all over Alabama, all over the industry, but all over the country, and in some cases, all over the world, to help this corner of North Alabama that was ravaged by tornadoes a few years ago. So when we come back from the break in just a few minutes, I'm going to introduce you to that. This is the future of industrial applications of hemp as well, and we're really excited to be able to expose the public to that and bring people in from all over who want to be a part of this massive project to rebuild this part of Alabama. I was fortunate enough to get to go up there and visit this weekend, and we took some video. We met a ton of locals. We saw all of these tornado-ravaged areas, all of these abandoned buildings and coal plants, furniture plants, all of these just rusted out rail ties with no railroad coming through. All of these underserved, very poor, food desert, rundown areas. These places are becoming more and more common, especially in rural southeastern states where, you know, let's get, like I say all the time, Alabama usually only likes to succeed at three things: football, oppression, and poverty. And boy, does that apply to Walker and Marion County along the I-22 corridor. Not the football so much. When we come back from the break, we're going to meet Kevin Edmondson, my new friend. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. Tonight, I'm going to introduce you to my new friend, Kevin Edmondson, the founder of the Vivisend Wellness Foundation. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jennifer, and I'm glad I'm here.
Yes, so let's get started with who are you and what is Vivisend?
I'm somebody who had a big journey with the medical marijuana. I was a stage 4 cancer victim. Not victim. Well, I was supposed to be a victim because they gave me 90 days to live.
Right.
And thankfully, my wife loved me enough to start putting RSO in other spots that would keep me alive. Kept me in a coma for about 90 days, completely detoxed me off of all the pharmaceuticals.
Wow.
And after that, I was here. I went around the country helping other veterans, built Canacare, Canacare Foundation, helped over 2 million veterans across the U.S. get their free medical marijuana cards.
Nice.
To me, I really love the medical marijuana and the medicine part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But God kept telling me, hey, I think there's something better, something better. So I got into the hemp industry 7 years ago, and I started in a little town called Winfield, Alabama. And I got up there, and we were trying to get some hemp processing up there, and just they would not have it.
Right.
So we left, and we tried to figure out how to do the hemp industry. You need a rail line. You need shipping and a port. And it's like, we can't find this anywhere in the U.S., and cheap land.
Right.
Well, we went away and we were starting to do, we figured out we were going to start doing homes, cargo container homes, fast homes for people, and set up like an emergency response for people who are victims in like tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, we just kept praying about it. And all of a sudden we get a phone call from a friend saying, hey, I need you to come look at this project up in Carbon Hill, Alabama. I said, okay, I'll come up and look at it. It's 5 miles from my best friend, Robert Spiller. And it was like, oh, wow. Hey, Robert, I'm back in town. And this town is a diamond in the rough. It's like a town that was destroyed by multiple tornadoes. The last one in 2002 was an F3. Wiped out most of it. We found a mass amount of empty house graves, as we call them.
Mm.
Homes that are just sitting there with nothing on them and nobody living in, but they can't get any housing.
Right.
So, again, how do you figure that out? How do you help with the housing? Because, you know, it's expensive.
It is.
So, well, guess what we figured out? Let's quit doing it as an individual. And we joined a group called One Community Global.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are helping build a sustainable engine for housing.
Right.
So it's really weird how it kind of came down. But here's the thing. The city there has 90 spots. And we've worked contracts with some big companies. At this time, I'm not allowed to say their names. But
right.
These are some of the biggest companies wanting to come in on this project. And we were looking at it as a small project, like, hey, you're going to help a lot of people in this area because we're hitting three counties.
Right.
We've already identified 1,000 homes that we can do. And our homes through these different programs start about $50,000 to $100,000.
Right.
So we said, hey, wait a minute, how much would that be for somebody like a veteran? Because we work really big with the veterans. They're our greatest workforce. But we just don't know how to tie them all into here.
Right.
And it was like, what happens if we use their workforce and we go out and build these homes and get them a VA loan, and now they can get a house to live in and they're not on the street and it's only costing them nothing because
right.
they can use their VA loan. So now you buy a property, it costs me to raise. It costs me $2,000 to $4,000 for a property. Let's raise some money. And then I can put a house on there, get it financed for them. It doesn't cost anybody. And so we were like, wow, this is kind of great.
Right.
Now we're realizing where we sit, we have rail lines. We found the rail lines. So now we've invited some hip manufacturers in. And now it's about 27 different groups that are just saying, I need to be there.
Yeah.
This is, so as we call it right now, it's Carbon City. And it's the rebirth.
Right.
And so this rebirth of Carbon City into something vivescent is what we joke about. I mean, it's not the city's name, but we want to make that little city come from the ashes and make it Alabama's first green city. So
yes.
All the new infrastructure that we bring into this beautiful place, we rebuild it. This is how that city, if you look at the background of it, this is where it happened.
Right.
And so we've determined that we're not going to build our own city and spend 25 years to figure out how to build the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Again, sometimes God gives you what you need, not what you want.
Yes, you keep saying that to me. And when I talk, especially when I talk about what's going on with my business, you do tell me that. And you're right. You're absolutely right. Sometimes God gives you what you need instead of what you want. But quickly, in my experience, quickly what you need becomes what you want. It's always good.
And so, again, a place like that is. But then we start working and talking, and we work some with the mayor and ask them what they need. Like, they're looking for an AC unit for their community center.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to figure out how to save the Olympic-sized swimming pool, which is the oldest and highest Olympic-sized pool. So we're going to take on that task of trying to raise the awareness. And like you all, I've seen like you like a lot of lotteries. I think maybe we put a lottery together and maybe, you know, maybe give something away for free
right.
to some of these people up in there, Alabama, and make the government pay for it for a while. I bet that'd make half people a lot happy. Anybody want a free home?
Right. Especially a veteran or the elderly or someone in newly in recovery that's trying to build their life back, you know, and in all of those scenarios, when you get into a bad position financially or you don't have what you need to secure housing, it is incredibly difficult to get over that hump on your own. It's nearly impossible, you know, for a lot of people, especially if they're in that position, maybe not the elderly, but the veterans and people in addiction recovery, when they have mental health issues, when they have physical health issues, you know, sometimes a criminal record, all the things that make it hard for them to even get good enough work to qualify to buy a home or even rent a home these days. Because I don't know if you try to rent an apartment lately, but, you know, here in Alabama, even though everybody's still making $7 an hour, it's $2,000 a month for a 2-bedroom apartment, you know, and it's, I work really hard 7 days a week and I do all right, but it's still a struggle for me.
So this is amazing news. This is a rural area
mm-hmm.
and there's things called USDA loans and HUD loans, HUD vouchers.
Yep.
These homes are made to keep a person between $400 and $800 a month, depending on which unit they pick.
Right.
if their Social Security is $1,600 and they're used to paying $1,200 rent,
right,
that extra money of $400 or $500 a month is going to be big for a family.
That is, especially if they have kids and that they have to feed, because good Lord, the cost of groceries.
Hey, and these are going to be, when we announce it, some of these things that these cargo containers for containing luxury is our partner.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the one bedroom or two bedroom cargo container homes.
Nice.
So like a shotgun lane.
Mm-hmm.
The old shotgun lanes. We can drop one of these on to anybody who needs one. There's a has a property, or if you know a vacant property, let us know.
Hey, right.
We'll go out, talk to the person. We don't want to take their properties.
Right.
If they own an acre or so, hey, let's put four or five houses and build these people an income
right.
on their property.
Yes.
Let's save their farms that mom and dad had worked so hard and the grandparents for years.
Right.
So, yeah, you're struggling. You can't pay it. You're going to lose your farm. You have 50 acres. Take an acre, build five, six homes, help the community. And what does that do? Now you share. I'll put the houses on.
Right.
Give me the land. I'll put the houses on. You can share the income with it.
Right.
You know, if you got 200 a piece on six houses, you're going to have 1,200 extra bucks a month for life.
Right.
As long as you're renting homes on there.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to give up any property besides an acre.
Well, and not only is it affordable housing, but, I mean, I toured Carbon Hill and Winfield and some of these areas. People are I don't know how they're living in some of these homes. I really don't know how people are living that way. And I grew up poor, but not this poor. You know,
yeah,
it's bad. It really is. It's heartbreaking to see, like you said, the Olympic-sized pool. They have this great place with the big old swimming pool and a baseball diamond and a playground, and it's run down and rusted out and gets flooded out, and the pool is nasty. And then there's beavers damming up the water and flooding the area. There's a lot of infrastructure issues in this area that are preventing people from being able to improve their situation.
Yeah. So, again, this is a city that we need, but this city also needs us.
Right.
This is a city that the mayor there is a beautiful man. I mean, he didn't have to do this job. He sits there alone. He took it in when it was in almost a negative upside, almost months from being closed down.
Mm-hmm.
It cost about $10,000 for the city to run per month. He's taken the funds in 8 months. I think they're up to like $170,000.
Boy, $10,000 a month. I bet Mayor Stimson would probably, he wouldn't know what to do with himself if that's all he got. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more with Kevin Edmondson. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody, to Sweet Home Cannabama. We're here every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central at FM Talk 106.5 on their website. And you can watch us here on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube. Kevin Edmondson is who we were talking to. He's the founder of Vivescent Wellness Foundation. And we've been talking about this new project to restore the housing and rebirth the city of Carbon Hill and other towns like it on the I-22 corridor in Alabama. Kevin, real quick, when I came up there, I had no idea what to expect. I know you kind of told me and you showed me a few things, but I really wasn't prepared for, first of all, how beautiful the terrain is up there. You know, I'm down here below sea level, at sea level. We don't really get hills, much less mountainous, lush green. You know, our lush green is palm trees and oak trees. So the terrain up there alone is absolutely gorgeous. This is a part of Alabama that has basically been forgotten. Wouldn't you agree? Kevin, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Did you not hear me?
Oh, no, I didn't hear you. Go ahead. So No, repeat whatever you said. I didn't hear you. That's okay.
I said, because of the vast amount of tornadoes that have gone through there over the last few years, and last one was in 2017,
mm-hmm.
And it hit in the windfield off the I-22. And this is kind of the secret sauce why that this is a development area, because now there's some money for the rebuild.
Right.
Because of the tornado, but nobody seems to be wanting to let's build, you know?
Well,
let's
so basically you're saying there is funding to rebuild this area, but nobody sees kind of what we see in this area, right?
Yeah,
nobody else who's willing and able to do it has looked at it and said, hey, this is a worthy project.
Well, let's look at what's happening in the States. It's just really kind of medical is wanting to go one way. And maybe hemp is going to go the other way. And maybe we get full access of hemp, God's greatest gift, the plant that's going to save the world. We
right.
get this.
Yes.
Let's start figuring it out. Look, we've never been able to call anybody to one spot, but the I-22 corridor, about 35 miles, three different counties, they're begging for us to bring in the industry. It's so good that if you get the right contact person or talk to us,
mm-hmm.
we can help identify a property for your company, mm-hmm. anything from textiles. Okay, the secret sauce, we're going to let it out of the bag. Don't say ham textiles. We're going to bring a textile company.
Right.
Let's bring them in here. We've got a quarry with a cement guy. He has an extra 500 acres. Let's bring in a hemp creek place. The guy's there. He said, let's bring it over. You bring a hemp creek, you bring it over there, I'm not even going to charge you for the land. Let's
wow.
build this together. So there's a lot of these people out here that, because of crypto and things, are now getting back into what I call the old Wild West, which, what do we, our grandfathers do? We bartered.
Right.
And what I'm doing right now is I'm bartering and telling everybody, hey, in the hemp industry, they're looking for manufacturers. Guess what? This time, they don't even care if you're in the hemp industry.
Right.
They don't care.
So 7 years has at least gotten you from no way, Jose, to please come and do this here. Is that what you're saying, basically?
Absolutely. Look, you've got a company. And listen, I'm open source.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a company and want to come up here without me, you don't need me. Call somebody. Find a piece of land. Build.
Right.
Because it's still going to help us build.
It's still going to help bring up the value of the entire city. It's still going to create jobs in the creation of these things. It's still going to create job training that these people then can go out and own businesses or work in for other businesses and create a steady income stream. It will bring restaurants, retail, you know, like the Home Depot, places like that. We're going to need a Home Depot to build everything, you know, to have construction supplies. And there'll need to be enough housing for people that work at Home Depot. You know, just that alone. I mean, how many people would that be that need housing? You know, and it's only 20 minutes from Jasper, which, by the way, I spent my first visit to Jasper. And it, y'all, Mobile downtown needs to take a page from Jasper, because their downtown
Absolutely.
Is so nice. They even had Stevie Wonder playing from speakers on the lamppost on Saturday night. And all these businesses kept their storefronts up, and every building was full, unlike downtown Mobile, where half of them are abandoned and tagged and some of them have burned. We could take a page from Jasper's book, but Jasper is only 20 minutes from here. And then Birmingham is like 40 minutes. And I've always loved Birmingham. I had a store in Hoover. Thanks to COVID, I did not have it very long. But I have always loved the Birmingham area. And this is part of the country. Like I say, it's the same. You're just a little bit further out from the city, but the hills and the trees and the beautiful coolness at night, all of the things that I love about Birmingham, that is what this place is. You know, and it's not far from Tennessee either, right?
You know, it's just perfectly located. The migration patterns over years show that people, when a town like Birmingham gets too big, people have to move out. So they mm-hmm. moved out to Jasper.
Yep.
But they've taken all the homes in Jasper. And now what's happening is there's no manufacturing to bring more people this way. But there's no homes either.
Right.
So if we can get in there together, maybe one day we can get a company like Voxable mm-hmm. to join our fight or something. Mm-hmm. If we can get that in there, then all of a sudden they pump them out and we drop them on these slabs that have been things. Look, I'm patriotic too. I have a president that has said, please get all veterans and homeless off the street by 2028. Wrote it into an executive order.
Right.
It's like God's handing us everything we need to get people off the street.
Right.
Homes that the government will pay their down payment with either a voucher or whatever, even if you're homeless. Mm-hmm. Just if you're homeless, they'll give you a voucher.
Right.
And that voucher is enough to pay your down payment. How do you pay your monthly? Our program as a nonprofit helps manage the person's money in a trust and allows us to help make sure their bills are paid, they have their food money. So we're just not going in there and trying to dump in and take people.
Right.
No. We want to take in that area in Birmingham and all the other areas up there, there's homeless. They're living in trailers that are just ready to fall apart.
Right. Literally, saw them. Literally, I'm like, how would you even walk up into these homes without the porch falling in? If there was even a porch left. That's how bad it is. You can't tell by looking at a building if someone lives there or not, but chances are there's somebody in there, and it was just awful.
My wife, you met her.
Yes.
You know how compassionate she is.
Yes.
We were sitting there, and we were looking. So we're going to develop the 16 park mobile home park, and the first time we found it and we had to go look at it, we're driving through and going, yep, we have to have that one replaced, that one replaced, that one replaced. We turn back around and we're coming back out, and here's a lady carrying in two babies that were not half dressed, and this house had no windows, no electric or nothing. And I asked her, she goes, yeah, the landlord lets me live here for $300 a month.
Oh, that's...
My wife broke down, took her to a hotel room. We got her housing.
I would have been right there with her, and I would have been finding her landlord, too.
Well, and that we own the park now.
Good.
So that's the kind of stuff that we're doing right now. If there's any mobile home park in that area, we want to turn them into senior parks or things that are small homebound, like for a veterans group.
Right.
Where you have five or six veteran guys who want to live on a horseshoe, and you have a little park on the inside. We've got some really great designs on the website, and they're still being designed for us. And look, we're not just picking Boxable. We're not just picking Cargo's Container Luxury. We're looking for those tiny home developers that make like that woodlot cabin. Maybe they make five a year.
Right.
We'll put them in our brochure, because what happens is we've simplified this. You identify a property or find one of the properties we have on our website that have no house on it. You work with a counselor. When we know we can get you to credit worthiness, you have no problems, and we get you to the right status, then we allow you to go through a book and pick out which type of house you want to live in based on your income.
Right.
You know, we have to, and we'll structure a perfect house for you so you will have money. Again, I don't know why more people are not doing it. It's just simple economics.
Right.
Build a smaller house for people that want to live alone. We don't need to have a skyrise with 50,000 homes and a ghetto-looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on individual lands. We've got plenty of land right now.
Right.
Until we don't, give each person a quarter acre
mm-hmm.
and let them call that place home.
Right. Right. And there's also the wellness aspect that's one of the things I would like to be able to help contribute to what we're offering the people of this region is let's teach them how to grow their own food. Let's teach them how to cook better, to eat better, to use natural wellness products, not just hemp products, but all the other things that come from nature that make our lives better and make us healthier. You know, I imagine that some of these people don't have any access to healthcare. And they certainly don't have any access to really good, nutritious food, because there was not even, I didn't see a grocery store anywhere. I saw a Dollar General and a Dollar General Market. And after the horrible TikTok videos I've seen about Dollar General and food deserts, I feel like Jocelyn does. I want to go start swinging on the people who let this happen and take care of the ones it's happened to. And maybe that's what makes this project unique, because most people a realtor might want to come in and take advantage of the cheap land, throw up some houses, make some money, and leave. And that's not at all what this project is about. We're trying to revitalize this entire, the city of Carbon Hill, but also the entire region by offering them not only a way to get sustainable, eco-friendly housing that's affordable for them, something they can live well in and be proud of, but we're going to give them the skills to be creditworthy, help them get whatever education or trades that they want to learn so that they can go out and keep that property because they can afford to make their payments. When we come back from the break, we're going to finish up tonight with Kevin Edmondson from Vivescent Wellness Foundation. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. We're speaking with Kevin Edmondson tonight, the founder of Vivescent Wellness Foundation, about the I-22 corridor, hempcrete, repurposed, a shipping container, tiny home, all the things project. Kevin, before we get too deep off in the weeds again about what we're doing, how can people find more information about what we're doing and sort of watch it as we go? I know I will be reporting on it regularly here on the show, and we're going to have regular episodes where we update with different people involved in the project. We have the website, but how can people get in touch if they want to be a volunteer or invest? Tell us about how they can find us.
So the best way is just go to the website and hit any of the connect buttons. That will allow them to fill out a form, and within just a few minutes, it's on one of our desks, and somebody's vetting it and trying to figure out what it means and who it needs to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And so it usually takes just a few minutes to get an answer or response back to you. We're real people. Mm-hmm. I have some veterans that sit at home and they'll watch over our channels for us, you know.
Nice.
That's the kind of stuff. There's jobs for everybody. Somebody, you know, just because they're a veteran on Social Security doesn't mean they can't make $9,000 a year extra.
Right.
Help a veteran out. Give them a job making calls for you all day. Hire somebody good. That's what this whole thing is. If you really want to know, just go to the website. Our website is our biggest thing. And we're getting ready to announce a big media company that we're going to probably be working with because this will be, hopefully, when we're all done, a documentary.
Yes.
On the rebirth of Carbon Hill, from coal to biocarbon. So, again, it's just a chance. It's just asking everybody to come up, and we're really doing some big things. But I hope you'll allow this, but the best part, you just were let in with the cargo containers. This is an amazing thing. We have this thing called the Entrepreneur City.
Basically,
it's about 40 cargo containers that we put together in a horseshoe kind of shape also.
Mm-hmm.
The center upper deck is where the bands play on Friday and Saturday nights, so the whole city can come up there and have free live music.
Yep.
These are incubator modules. In other words, a single unit is a 360-square-foot ice cream store.
Right.
For that person who wants to make slab ice cream and wants their own store.
Right.
A little coffee shop, a tea shop, an herbal shop.
Right.
A hemp rope shop. Little things.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring the people from the community who are already there that might have an idea and help them foster their dreams. But
right.
We also bring our people that we're working with and buying these homes, and we teach them through workshops and different things. This thing, it holds 40, like, if you put three of them together, you get a little taco shop.
Mm-hmm.
A single one could be a ramen room.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is just really neat that you get food and entertainment all in one place.
Right.
And
seating
people...
and scenery, too. Like, I've seen it with the top decks, with the seating on different levels and spaces for restaurants on the ends. And it really is a really cool concept. I know we have here in... I think it's Spanish Fort. They have a shipping container. I cannot remember for the life of me what it's called. But they have basically it's an entertainment area. They have a couple of different restaurants that are in there, and they have, I think they have bar service, and they're, all the seating is outdoor, and if you walk up to the stalls, get what you want, hang out, they have live music. It's really cool. I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me, but it's the same concept, different layout, and it's, I think it's amazing.
These concepts come from over in England. Mm-hmm. They've been doing boxcars for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The one that this is modeled where I learned about this, I didn't invent it, mm-hmm. and we just were able to talk to them and get their plans. There's a thing called Box Yard in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was built back in when I got sick in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And it's built as a full store, so you're there all the time, and they never want you to be out. And
right.
When we told him about our concept, he goes, oh, we wish we would have done that. It would have probably done more good.
Right.
They like it. They make good money, but it was not what we would have done would have been a lot different.
Right.
You know?
Well,
yeah,
and of course, everybody.
North...
I've seen houses made out of shipping containers and Airbnbs. I've seen barn dominiums made with shipping containers. I've seen hempcrete homes and tiny homes. I've seen all of these things, the boxables. I've seen all of those things, tiny homes. My son, for a long time, his dream was to have a tiny home that he could take wherever he wanted. You know, I've seen all that. We've even looked at some of them just to see what they're like. And so we're not reinventing the wheel here, but we're kind of marrying all of those things and opening up the opportunity for anybody, any company that's already within those spaces, or someone who wants to come in and say, hey, this sounds like an awesome project I'd like to be a part of, and I want to buy some land, and I want to facilitate the hemp grow and the hempcrete. That's another thing. I mean, because we are Sweet Home Cannabama, hemp is what we do. You know, I think that is one of the more important elements, because the state of Alabama did pass HB 393 in 2016 because they wanted to be on the forefront of the innovation of hemp, industrial, consumable, all that, even though now they're trying to say, well, we didn't mean consumable after 7 years of letting us sell it. But anyway, we're not going to get on those weeds. But the hemp industry is dying right now. If they have their way, there won't be anything left for the ones that are doing industrial, because the regulations are so ridiculous. This is literally a chance for people who are in hemp, who may or may not survive this situation, to still be able to be a part of the industry, especially the growers. People who are growing for consumables can convert their farms to fiber and hempcrete food, you know, animal bedding, hemp seeds, all of those things. A biochar, like you were talking about, mixed with the hempcrete, you know, all of those things. A hempcrete home, the air is 30% cleaner than a normal house just because it's like a giant filter. I mean, this is an amazing way to still allow Alabama to have some success within the hemp industry and in the industrial application. And this is literally something that could be duplicated anywhere in the country, right?
Absolutely. And we want you to duplicate it.
Yes.
We will help you duplicate it. Because, look, we have to prove it once.
We do.
So this is why we want to make Alabama the hemp capital of the world. We're asking everybody for the first time, quit trying to do it by themselves.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Come here. Don't tell me you're coming in. You don't have to even tell me you're coming in with hemp. Tell me you need a manufacturer for textiles. Come work with us. And you might be amazed what kind of funding could be allowed. We've identified 18 different grants for manufacturing, from USDA grants for hydro water, electric. And so we're working on hydro products with, you know.
Yeah.
We've just been moving forward. And it's great, because normally you have to go through a lot of red tape. Carbon Hill, the homes,
mm-hmm.
just build them. The mayor doesn't, he'll stamp them.
I would too if I was the mayor of a dying city that has $30,000 in the bank. You know, I would too. I would say, whoever wants to come here and help bring this area back to life, come on. Let's cut all the red tape and make it possible. I think this is an opportunity maybe for somebody listening who's always been interested in doing something like this but didn't know how to get it started, or maybe on their own, again, on their own, can't make it happen. Well, we can help you make that happen.
And we do have on the website, if you want to donate to help, There are that you can go to the donation page there and hit donate, and you can do it right on your phone.
Yeah.
That always helps. That helps put the workers who are right now in the back end of this, watching over and putting all these properties together. Again, we have broken ground.
Mm-hmm.
We have the pads ready.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're switching from where we're at. And we are going from vivescent to vivescent.
Yes. I like it. I keep saying vivescent because that was my first, you know, pronunciation of it, but I'm going to switch. Listen, Kevin, I want to say thank you. We're out of time for tonight. Thank you. I know we will be bringing you back. We'll be bringing the other members of the team, other businesses involved, the media team, which is me, and Sergio Rangel. All This Entertainment has come on board, and he and I have worked together off and on for a long time. I'm really excited to have somebody like him on the project. But yeah, if you want to know more, go to the vivescentwellnessfoundation.org. Also, remember to donate at least $25 to the AWC Litigation Fund for a chance to win up to $1,000 in free product, multiple prize packs, the drawing on June 20th in Birmingham. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Kevin. God bless you, and God save Alabama hemp. Good night.